Hollywood elites panic, vow to quit Twitter over Elon Musk takeover, I'm out of here. By David Ng on October 28, 2022. Left-wing Hollywood elites are vowing to quit Twitter after Elon Musk completed his $44 billion takeover of the social media giant this week. But their righteous fury is already being called phony by those who believe, as one put it, that quitting Twitter will become the new I'm moving to Canada. NBC's This Is Us producer Ken Olin was among the first to declare his Twitter exodus. I'm out of here, he tweeted Friday. No judgment. Let's keep the faith. Let's protect our democracy. Let's try to be kinder. Let's try to save the planet. Let's try to be more generous. Let's look to find peace in the world. Earlier this week, Olin tweeted that the day Elon Musk takes ownership of a Twitter, I'm out. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure star Alex Winter also declared his departure from Twitter. In retrospect, it was inevitable, he posted before providing a link to his other social media accounts, including Facebook and Instagram. Showtime's Billions producer Brian Koppelman declared he will try to take a breather from Twitter. Y'alls, for real, come find me over on Instagram in the talk, he posted. Gonna really try to take a breather from here for a minute or a month come deal close time. Earlier this week, Koppelman tweeted, I can see the logic in taking a long Twitter hiatus when M takes it over. Fox's Bob's Burgers writer Wendy Molyneux signaled her intention to leave Twitter. Disney's She-Hulk, attorney-at-law actress Jamila Jamil previously announced her decision to quit Twitter back in April, saying the site would become filled with totally lawless hate, bigotry, and misogyny. Ah, he got Twitter, she wrote. I would like this to be my what lies here as my last tweet. Just really any excuse to show pics of Barold. I fear this free speech bit is going to help this hell platform reach its final form of totally lawless hate, bigotry, and misogyny. Best of luck. She later deleted the tweet and has since remained on the platform. Netflix's The Watcher star Mia Farrow also announced her intention to leave Twitter but later backtracked. Well, if Twitter becomes even more toxic, with Trumpy treasonous lies and all the hatred, it will be taken less seriously, and people like me will quit. For peace of mind, Farrow posted in a since-deleted tweet in April. She quickly changed her mind just days later. As a result, skepticism has abounded over Hollywood's righteous indignation. As Fox Business senior editor Jay Caruso put it, I suspect the percentage of people who will quit Twitter will resemble the same percentage of Americans who moved to Canada when Trump won in 2016. Follow David Ng on Twitter at HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.